You are listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller, and in this segment, we're going to find out what's going on with Chattanooga's underground comedy scene. Joel Ruiz joins me. He's a comedian, a live show producer and promoter, writer, director. It seems like you're really doing pretty much anything and everything when it comes to comedy in Chattanooga right now.
Yeah, I've always been a huge fan of comedy, and I want to be in as much as I can, so that's why we do the comedy shows. I produce film shorts and sketches and stuff like that, and we're actually even talks with some people to try to get some improv started up here soon.
And the big thing that's coming up on Tuesday, August 26th, Duncan Trussell is going to be here. He's a comedian who's on Sci-Fi Channel, the Joe Rogan Questions Everything show. He's on that, and you've said this is going to be the biggest show you've put on in a while. What is so big about the show?
Well, first of all, Duncan Trussell is just amazing, and I think he's going to be a great fit for JJ's. He's pretty bizarre, in a great way, but he has a podcast, the Duncan Trussell Family Hour, and it's the stuff they talk about ranges on there, sometimes weird paranormal stuff, just comedy stories or just anything. But Duncan's a truly unique person, and the way that we've built the shows over the last couple of years at JJ's, I think he's going to be a great fit because a lot of people really like it when their mind gets blown after a comedy show.
Yeah.
And but it's going to be great. And one of the biggest things is for the last 2 years, I've been trying to book with the agency APA based out of L.A. And this is the first official show we've been able to book with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so if this show does well, it opens the doors to a lot more amazing comics in town.
And you mentioned Duncan Trussell's podcast. I'm going to play a couple of quick excerpts from that just to give an idea of what he's like. This is actually, it's funny, but it's serious too. This is when he was diagnosed with testicular cancer, and he's kind of talking about going through radiation therapy in this clip right here.
Hello, friends and family. And thank you for tuning into the Duncan Trussell Family Hour, returning after a brief tangle with the Grim Reaper and the dark forest of disease that all of us will eventually have to hike into as long as our souls are in prison in the fleshy towers that we call our human bodies. Yes, it's true. The effects of radiation therapy sent me for a temporary day hike into the ancient forest of disease. And I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that this forest is a nice place. No, the forest of disease is not the sort of place you'd want to have a romantic picnic with your baby boo. And I'm not going to tell you that the animals that live in the forest of disease are the sort of animals that you might find in a petting zoo, unless that petting zoo happened to be in the third circle of hell.
I mean, it really reminds me of Bill Hicks, and I don't know if it's too cliche to compare a comedian to Bill Hicks, but just that really poetic imagery and language and really just taking it to the extreme like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's one of the things, I'm not saying that other people can't talk like that, but that's one of the things that sets certain comics like this aside. Like Tig Notaro, when she found out she had breast cancer, she just came out and did a set and talked about it. That's how she started to tell people, was she did it on stage. I'm sure a lot of her friends and family knew, but that's how the general public knew. And same things like this. And Duncan's just, that's the kind of person he is.
Yeah.
And that's why it's going to be so much fun. I'll be hosting. Johnny Pemberton is opening for him. And then my friend Matt Ward from Knoxville, who I've done stand-up shows with for years, is going to be doing a guest spot on it.
And you've also got these videos that you've been making with your production company, Evett and Bloom. A lot of those have been going up on YouTube. I want to play a clip of one of those. I think this is pretty funny. This is from a parody show, I guess, Cooking for Single Dads. And this is a guy talking about the ingredients that he uses and how much he loves paprika.
Yeah, he loves it.
I add paprika to everything. Chicken, pork, beef, prunes, duster, painkillers, even watermelon. As you might have guessed, I like to cook with alcohol. It's the flavor of happiness.
The flavor of happiness.
We're going to be doing more single dads. We have, that's a six-part series, and that was the first one. And it progresses with time. He eventually loses his house, has to move into a tiny little apartment we have. And I love episodic things.
Yeah.
And the idea of sketches that can be standalone on their own, but still connect and stuff like that. I really like the buildup of that. And I'm really happy you played Cooking for Single Dads. That might be one of the only ones you can take a clip of.
Yeah,
also,
yeah. Some of them definitely have some adult language.
Yeah.
But, and you've got several people I recognize in them. One If you listen to Please Be Quiet, Please on the weekends, our show, Josh Pickard, I've seen him just at least in the background in one, and his brother, Jeremy.
Yeah, Josh and Jeremy, I met them. They were working as extras on us on a little commercial we were doing for the Chattanooga Film Fest where me and Chris Dortch were acting opposite of one another. And then they came out and auditioned last January, and I ended up picking Jeremy as one of the actors, and he's been in like three or four now. He was in the Zombie Apocalypse like miniseries, and then Hashtag Robbery, which we debuted at the Chattanooga Film Fest, and actually just got accepted into another sketch competition called Flick My Clip with Ryan Singer that he's going to be playing at a couple different film fests. So actually, we actually been getting a little bit of play around the country, and one really exciting thing for Evan Bloom is Ryan Singer and Jared Harris, two comics that came out a year and a half ago, were making a documentary called The Organic Tour, and it's them going around the Southeast.
Yeah, they're actually here on Around and About talking about that. Yeah.
I am now going to be editing that. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, the other editor they had like fallen out, and so they were trying to think of what to do, and just as of 2 weeks ago, I officially got the job, and I've been starting to go through their footage, and I'm really excited about it because not only do I love both these guys. I've booked Ryan and Jared each a couple of times separately and them together. So it's showing for them what it's like on the road, but also one of the things they do in every single city, they hit up around 22 cities, is they interview and talk with the local comics and see kind of what the scenes are about. And me being somebody that like started the independent scene in Chattanooga and with help from friends and have actually seen a lot of these other scenes pop up since we started or, you know, maybe lasted a bit longer, is really inspiring, and it's a lot of fun to be able to actually help showcase the Southeast independent scene. There's so many comics that love coming out here that live in like New York or LA because it's got a definitely like a new feel to it. And it's not just the same old comedy club thing where you just go in there and no one cares about you and your comedy. They just want money. And yes, you know, we want these guys to make money. We want bars to sell alcohol and the tickets to come in, you know, but a lot of these are labors of love. Like for myself, if we don't make a guarantee on a show, it doesn't come down to John Shoemaker or JJ's. It comes down to me because I booked the show and I'm the one doing it. And I know this is the same for a lot of other people in these other cities. And I'm really excited to be able to help show people what it's like to run these rooms and also maybe get more comics interested in coming out and doing these runs.
You've got Duncan Trussell here, August 26th, JJ's Bohemia. What are some of the other regular things you've got going on?
Some of the other regular shows we have the open mic every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., and that's actually been getting a huge turnout lately. There's like a few, like 20 or so people, and you know, it varies, that have been coming out almost every week just to see it because they know that it's free, it's always going to be there, and you know, some people say they like it more than a showcase because they get to see us trying out new things and seeing how it's working. We've been having a lot of people come out and try it for the first time, and I don't know, it's been really nice whenever we have the months where we're starting to get a lot of new people in. And that's really the thing with comedy. If you have an interest in doing stand-up comedy, you have to get up and do it. Because eventually you're going to bomb, and you're going to bomb again. But in between those, you're going to have good sets. You're going to enjoy yourself. And I don't know, it's kind of masochistic to do stand-up. But if you want to do it and you get the bug, you'll know within a few sets from what I've seen. Because there's a few people that have come out and tried it. And then, like, this really isn't for me after a few sets, so I think I'm going to quit. And I'm like, hey, that's completely understandable because there's no money in it for about 10 years.
So JJ's Bohemia, you can go to their website if you want to find out about Duncan Trussell and get tickets for that. Evett and Bloom, your videos, if you just look for Evett and Bloom on YouTube.
Yeah, we actually have a website up, evettandbloom.com.
Okay.
And then also you can YouTube. We have a channel on there, just Evett and Bloom. That's EvattBloom, Evett and Bloom. I didn't spell and. I assume you guys can do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, Joel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me come in, Mike.